Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, we had another volatile day across the board here. We started lower in the cattle markets, and we rallied back to close extremely strong. The August live cattle were up $2.20 at $136.15. The October live's up $1.47 at $140.42. The December live cattle $1.42 higher at $146.50. So higher, and that was about a little over $2 off the lows of the day. The August feeder cattle up $3.15 at $174.87. The low is $170. So almost $5 off the low on August feeders. So a big time turnaround here middle morning. The Septembers are up 267 at 177.40. October feeder cattle up 212 at 179.87. July hogs up 30 at 113.15. The August lean hogs were up, down 80 at 108.37. Friday's box beef down 18 on choice, 267. Select was down 73 at 241.65. 91 loads. Feeder cattle index is 168.39. That is, of course, below where the August is, but we still got almost 2 months to go till the August expires, so plenty of time there. Oklahoma City was expecting 9,500 head today. Looks like last week's cash trade was 137. There was some at 140, but generally 137 in the south anyway. This week, it looks like a big turnaround, and hopefully we start the week off on this real positive note, up $3 in the feeder cattle, and really turning around from being lower early.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
Another eventful day for grain futures. Last night we were higher across the board, really higher across the board. We calmed down throughout the day today with wheat selling off significantly. September Kansas City wheat finished down 30.5 cents at 9.15 1/4. That was about 80 cents off the high overnight. Last night September got up to 9.98 1/4 and it settled today at 9.15 1/4. So 83 cents off of the high, big time sell off. Chicago wheat down 30 to 35. Minneapolis was down about the same, 35 cents. Beans were up 8 to 10. They were up, but they were still well off their highs as well. November beans were up 8.5 at 14.05. The high was 14.38. December corn up 5.5 at 6.29. The high was 6.58.5. So big time sell off there. We have a USDA report tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. It's going to give us the latest crop supply and demand estimates and ending stocks. Looks like corn production is expected to show 14.52 billion bushels. That's 177 bushels per acre. Soybean production, 4.53 billion bushels with a yield of 51.5 bushels per acre. Ending stocks, looks like just slightly above where we were last month. We're here for corn and beans in the U.S. anyway. And then world ending stocks, it looks like are going to be a little bit higher on wheat and corn, a little bit lower on beans. That reports tomorrow morning, 11 a.m.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.